This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Jackson Greta on Joy.
Greta.
Jackie.
It's happened.
I know.
And you're very, I'm just out of respect, I'm going to turn that one down. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah.
David Bowie has passed.
I'm a bit sad.
You are a bit sad. We might, how about we play a lovely David Bowie song?
Let's do it.
And we'll have a chat about him afterwards.
I'd like to do that.
Okay. Let's do that.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream.
Life on Mars there by the beautiful David Bowie, whom we have just found out has passed away at the age of 69.
Very young,
I think, yes. You're very sad, Greta.
I am. I'm a big Bowie fan.
You are a big Bowie fan. We went to see the exhibition recently together.
We did indeed, and I already have his new album, and it's already had, because it was only released on Friday.
Yes.
It's already had a few plays on my end. It's a nice story how I got into David Bowie. It was a gift through an actor I worked with, Ian Dixon, when I was about 16 or 17. He gave me the Let's Dance album.
Yes, a good one.
A good one. And he said, I think you should listen to this. I think you'll really like it. And lo and behold, I did. So then I went on and I bought myself Hunky Dory and The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. And then my friend Ella was very clever. I think it was in about 2003 or 2004. And she said, David Bowie is touring. Let's go.
Wow.
And I said, that's a great idea.
and well done, Ella. Well done indeed.
I did. And honestly, we went, played at Rod Laver Arena.
Mm.
It was back when concert tickets were quite a bit cheaper.
Was it like $60 or something?
Yeah, I think it was about 90, 80
oh, okay.
or 90.
Yeah.
And we sat on the floor. It was one of those ones where they didn't have the floor at Rod Laver Arena for dancing. They had it seated. So we were actually surprisingly close.
That's nice.
And it was a really fantastic show. And I've got to be honest with you, I've just been waiting for the next announcement to go again and happily spend a lot more than $90 because it was basically a greatest hits. It wasn't billed as a greatest hits tour, but he played everything that you wanted to hear. But, yeah, so sad times.
Very sad times. Rest in peace to the lovely David Bowie.
If you're looking for a bit of David Bowie that's maybe a little bit different or something that you didn't know, I highly recommend listening to Lou Reed's album, Transformer.
Mm-hmm.
Bowie does all the backing vocals.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
You can really hear them on Satellite of Love. But, yeah, they were mates. So he, I think it was recorded in London. So Lou Reed flew over to London and... Or vice versa.
Am I right in thinking that David Bowie had a film?
Many.
Oh, many.
He was an actor.
What should we all watch tonight?
Oh, he's very good in, is it called Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence? That's
okay.
That's a serious one. He plays a soldier who's in a concentration camp or the military equivalent of that. I mean, you can't go past The Labyrinth.
You can't go past The Labyrinth. I think that's an important film for us to watch.
He's actually, he was very talented. Isn't that sad to say? But yeah, so sad day. But if you're looking for some new Bowie, Black Star was released on Friday and it's a great album.
And we are going to listen to another Bowie song because we should.
We should.
This is Blue Jean.
Blue Jean, I just
You are listening to Joy with Jax and Greta, and as you may or may not know, the wonderful David Bowie has passed away. But instead, Greta, we're going to talk about other things.
We are. We're going to change. We're turning a dark corner now.
We've gone 180.
Where are we?
It's going to say 360. That's not right.
Hey, I wasn't great at maths. No, actually I was. I'm putting myself down. Ghosts of girlfriends past.
Why did you just say that?
because it's, you've just got to jump into it. When it comes to a film, this... Oh, the film's called Concert. What, did you think I was going to list?
I thought you were going to talk about your ex-girlfriends.
Nah, mate. Ghosts. Oh, I mean, I can if you want. Ghosts of girlfriends past.
Mm.
Now, it took me a while to clue on to this because I'm clearly not very Christmassy, but you'll appreciate this. This film, which I watched it on the weekend. I did. Now I'm going to review it for you. Is based on the novel A Christmas Carol.
Of course it is.
Of course.
Yes. So, he's Ebenezer Scrooge, would you say?
Yes. Matthew McConaughey is obviously the he that you're referring to.
Yes. Oh, McConaughey.
Oh. What a man. So this all came about watching this film because an aforementioned friend Ella and I love Matthew deeply. Just two lesbians who love Matthew McConaughey.
Why is that?
Nothing wrong going on there. I think it's his southern accent.
Oh, it is nice, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like a cocktail.
Right, all right.
Mm, it's like a you know when you get a whiskey and it's perfect. That's what Matthew McConaughey is like. Anyway, so we wanted to watch a light McConaughey film as opposed to one of his more serious.
You don't want acting McConaughey.
I don't
want
to see him acting.
You want rom com McConaughey.
Do I ever? And so we chose Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. My dear housemate Jessie was also in the room, so it was a threesome of gay people. And this film is surprisingly homophobic.
Really?
There are jokes left, right and centre.
Like what?
Oh, you know, like, you know, is he gay and, oh, now she'll be a lesbian, you know.
Really?
And, oh, constantly. There were even transphobic moments,
oh,
I believe.
Oh, my. They really ticked all the boxes, didn't they?
No stone of the LGBTQIA, I'm going to add in A, acronym was left unturned by the writers of Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. Regardless, we loved it. We're not easily offended.
No,
so
not.
We went through. I love going budget versus how much it made in the box office.
You do like that a lot.
Can't find the budget of this film. It's a bit of a mystery.
Oh,
but it made. Wait for this. This is astonishing because this really is a bit of a shitty film. $102 million at the box office.
Look at that all-star cast.
Yeah, Emma Stone's in it, a young Emma Stone.
Michael Douglas is in it.
Brecken
Meyer?
You know, yeah, you know him from Clueless.
I know him very well from Clueless. And Lacey Chabert.
A favourite of mine. Now, I just want to say, you know how these films always have like one sort of set of cast and then those people can't do it? And
yes.
And comes someone new?
And then they get in the B-grade team.
Well, Ben Affleck...
Ben Affleck was
going to be Matthew McConaughey.
Ben Affleck was A-grade team.
And Jack Nicholson was in talks to play the character that ultimately got played by Michael Douglas, which I'd like to say is a ghost version of Hugh Hefner, who for some reason has a giant mansion and it's never explained where the money came from. We're talking one of those houses that you see in the American equivalent of a Jane Austen-style mansion. You know, it goes out onto grounds and there are long driveways and long staircases and like a mansion.
Right.
But old. Anyway, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, the internet collectively rates it rather low. Rotten Tomatoes has it at 27%.
Oh, that's low.
IMDb gives it 5.7 out of 10.
I'd say so.
I'd give it.
Yes, Greta.
If you like a craptacular movie, 4. If you're a
out of five, right? That's one of your highest, I think.
Because it's just silly.
Yeah,
but again, there's homophobia. So if you really are thinking about watching this, and you are a gay person, and you don't like homophobia,
wait, what a minute. That's you probably don't. We're guessing.
If you've got thick skin, give it a red hot go. If you've got thick skin, you like a crap movie, give it a go. But you know, if I was a real person who reviewed films, I'm gonna go 1 to 2. It's fine. You know how it's going to end as soon as it starts.
God bless you, McConaughey.
But what a man. So if you like whiskey, you'll like this movie. Oh, his voice.
Thank you, Greta. Heaven. Thank you very much for yet another miraculous movie review. I don't know how you do it.
Milan is in here with the news headlines.
Jax, Greta, sad news today for the entertainment world. Rock legend David Bowie has died at the age of 69 after an 18-month long battle with cancer, according to his son and his official Facebook page. Supermarket giant Coles is coming under increasing pressure from its customers over the way it stores its eggs. Rival Woolworths has said it would store eggs on refrigerated shelves, which reportedly helps stop salmonella being spread, but Coles has yet to give that same assurance to customers.
Before you go, Milan, can I ask you a question?
Fire.
Do you refrigerate your eggs when you pop down to the supermarket and you pick up a 12-pack?
I refrigerate them.
Yeah.
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 I don't eat eggs very often.
No.
But,
well, you should. They're very good for you.
If I was to purchase eggs, I would like to buy them from a refrigerated shelf and I'd be putting them in my fridge, that's for sure.
That's what I do. I eat a really high amount of eggs.
Like an excessive amount.
I probably eat about 4 a day.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not. This is not a drill.
In what fashion?
It's scrambled, fried. I went through an omelette phase. I've moved out of that. Maybe I should get back in.
That's probably where I would consume my most egg in omelette.
Oh,
yeah.
I just love them. I'm all about them. But straight into the fridge to fridge. I don't know why, though. I never even used fridge to fridge. I never even used salmonella was an egg thing. But that kind of makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Does make sense, I guess.
Well, there we go. I'm addicted to eggs.
Thank you, Milan. Here on Joy with Jax and Greta and a special guest.
We've been abusing her and she's only been in here for about 3 minutes. And I put on your headphones and we're about to talk. Dee
is here.
I am. Hello, ladies. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
what
no
a surprise
worries.
Appearance on radio.
I know, we dragged you in here. Uh-huh. Well, we actually dragged you in here for a reason.
There was a purpose.
There is a purpose. This Sunday is Carnival.
Yes.
As a part of Midsummer.
Happy Carnival. That's a thing that people say now. Happy Carnival.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Haven't you ever gone to Carnival and people say, Happy Carnival? You go, what does it mean? Or Happy Midsummer even.
It's I haven't.
I've had a Happy Midsummer before.
Have you?
Here's a fact.
Okay.
This Sunday will be the first time I've been to Carnival as a lesbian. Because last time I went was many moons ago when I was still a straight person, but I was P-flag. Aren't I nice?
Oh.
Probably less nice now.
But you were gay then.
Well.
You just weren't.
Practicing.
Whereas I'm out of practice. So, yeah, don't even.
Well, unfortunately, Jackie won't be joining us on Sunday because she's going to be in Perth.
Boo.
Yeah, Perth.
But if you want to meet Dee and I, that would
and
be Dee.
Why would you
and
not?
Would Dee and Greta to work out who is more fun? I can tell you the answer. Between 2:30 and 3.
I better write this
we
down.
We will be part. Yeah, get out your diary. We will be part of the meet and greet. And yes. I believe we'll also be joined by newsreader Matt.
A lovely Matt.
Oh, I love Matt.
Team. I've got FOMO, but it's not even on yet.
Yeah. You've got FOMO. Oh.
Serious.
I'll Snapchat the whole thing.
Please.
And then we're also going to be on the stage for a bit, aren't we, Dee?
Ba-bow. I heard so.
I dragged you into that.
Yeah.
But I didn't drag you, did I? I thought this would be good for Dee as her life coach.
Yeah.
I'm going to set up some challenges for her.
Deep end.
Public speaking.
That's right.
I just assumed you could do it.
I could
so
do it.
We're going to be, on the main
have
stage.
Have we got fun stuff to introduce?
We do. We'll have acts to introduce.
Great.
Are we
introducing Ladyhood? Because I heard that they're on the stage.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I'm very excited.
But there's a lot, basically. There is a lot of fun stuff happening at Carnival and Dee and I are going to be amongst it.
In matching bikinis.
Or
is that a surprise?
Well, not anymore.
Right. It's on the radio.
We need to go shopping. Yeah. Friday? You free Friday? Saturday? Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
So there it is. Come and meet Dee and I. And unfortunately not Jackie, but also Matt. Between 2:30 and 3
the
on
whole
Sunday.
Squad.
The whole squad.
Is that at the stage that we're doing the two?
Oh, yeah. There'll be a big sign.
Mm-hmm.
We'll direct people.
There'll be a big arrow pointing down to these two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greta and Dee. Doesn't sound as good as Jackson Greta.
Well, but you can change your name
at
Deed Pulp beforehand and we'll be good to go.
Deed Pulp. Right.
So there you have. Is that what it's called? Anyway, and there we have it. Carnival this Sunday.
Can't wait. Happy Carnival, guys.
Yeah, be there or be square.
Happy Carnival.
Happy Midsummer, guys.
You are listening to Joy and Greta and I have things to wrap up. We've got to talk about what we've learnt throughout the last 3 hours.
Quite a lot.
Which was a lot. My brain, I tell you what.
It's
full up.
This is why I didn't go to uni, because I knew I'd learn everything here at Joy.
What have you learned?
You're reading a bit of an embarrassing book.
Look, I don't know if
if how to work a room, your essential guide to savvy socialising, is something I should be embarrassed about.
Maybe part of that book will say have more confidence in your life choices.
Yeah, I think so.
And read books confidently on public transport.
Yeah. Well, you know what I found out is that you, Greta, you are embarrassed by things, by books more specifically, that are in your bedroom, in your sacred space.
Yeah.
You've got things that you're ashamed of.
Yeah, they're permanently hidden. So if friends or... There are no strangers in my bedroom, let's not lie. If friends come in, they can't see my shame and guilt that is a stack of self-help
There's
books.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to improve oneself.
It's true, you're right.
Yes.
This is really Flip making me
around.
Reflect.
Get them out, put them on your front doorstep even, Greta, and say, these are Greta's. Come in and say hello.
Wow.
Help me help myself.
Help me help you if I ever read them.
Go on.
Look, after we learnt that Melbourne has the biggest tram network in the world, we realised that, don't laugh at that, that is a fact. We realised that you can only say hi to tram drivers on certain tram models.
Yes, it's true. You can't say hello to the tram driver on the 109.
No.
Because they are in a space shuttle atop the tram.
It is a cockpit, one of my favourite words.
However, number one tram up Ligon, Bob's your uncle. G'day, say g'day. Mate. You can pop in the seat with them, can't you?
Give them a beer. All right.
I learned.
Yep.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I learned the kangaroos are far worse than John Jarrett.
Yeah, you'd rather bump into a red kangaroo than John Jarrett in Wolf Creek. Possibly one of our... I don't know. Well, remember, I discovered... We didn't even get to this, but I am Steve Irwin. Like, my ability to deal with animals in the wild.
Steve Irwin, when he passed away, may he rest in peace, went into the body of a Carlton-dwelling lesbian.
Before this goes south...
thank you for your humour, your patience, your kindness...
D, who popped by.
Yes.
Remember, you can meet D and I and Matt at 2:30 next Sunday at Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on good form, I've decided. I've got dinner with my parents the night before. I'll be well rested. It's the day to meet me.
And me.
I mean, she's still here.
We've got to go. Let's stop this rubbish. We'll be back.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.